This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A Denver judge has ruled that Colorado is violating its own constitution by forcing people in prison to work. In a class action case against the Department of Corrections and Governor Polis, Judge Sarah Wallace found the state used threats of segregation and isolation to pressure inmates who refused jobs. The court ordered the state to stop using those tactics to compel work. The governor's office and corrections officials have not commented, citing ongoing litigation. 7 months after Colorado's top federal prosecutor announced a major takedown of a Venezuelan gang in Colorado, many of the defendants are getting plea deals that shave years off possible sentences. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The much ballyhooed crippling of the gang Tren de Aragua yielded national headlines last year as Colorado prosecutors charged 30 immigrants with crimes related to drug and gun trafficking. But the actual cases themselves have nothing to do with gangs and were entirely based on federal sting operations. Now, half of the immigrants have pleaded out in quiet federal courtrooms in recent months. More details could come out from the other half, some of whom have trials scheduled. But so far, no evidence has been produced showing any major gang presence in Colorado. U.S. Attorney Peter McNeely couldn't comment on the cases, but stood by his earlier statements of taking down TDA. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Youth coaches could be required to complete mental health training each year as part of a proposed bill at the state capitol. Former Denver Broncos running back Monte Ball is helping to lead the push. He says the pressure to perform during his football career led him to misuse alcohol. He says coaches and athletic leaders often see warning signs first and need the tools to respond. Ball calls the proposal bipartisan and says the goal is to treat athletes as human beings, not just players. This is CPR News.